This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh today reiterated India's zero-tolerance policy against terrorism. He said government will leave no stone unturned to give a befitting reply to those responsible for the Pahalgam terrorist attack. The defense minister was addressing a memorial lecture on the Marshal of the Indian Air Force, Arjan Singh, organized by the Indian Air Force in New Delhi today.
मैं देशवासियों को आश्वस्त करता हूं, घटना के मद्देनजर भारत सरकार वो हर कदम उठाएगी जो जरूरी और उपयुक्त होगा और हम सिर्फ उन लोगों तक नहीं पहुंचेंगे जिन्होंने इस घटना को अंजाम दिया है हम उन तक भी पहुंचेंगे जिन्होंने पर्दे के पीछे बैठकर हिंदुस्तान की सरजमी पर ऐसी नापाक हरकतों की साजिशें रची हैं भारत एक इतनी पुरानी सभ्यता और इतना बड़ा देश है जिसको ऐसे किसी भी आतंकी गतिविधियों से किसी भी सूरत में डराया नहीं जा सकता
26 tourists lost their lives in the heinous attack yesterday while several others were injured. Earlier, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh reviewed the current security situation in Kashmir Valley with top officials of the three services. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has assured people that country will not bend to terrorism and the culprits of yesterday's dastardly attack in Jammu and Kashmir's Pahalgam will not be spared. Mr. Shah said every Indian feels the pain of the families who lost their loved ones in the dastardly terror attack. The Home Minister was speaking in Srinagar after paying last respects to the deceased. The bodies of the deceased were airlifted in special flights from Srinagar to the native places in other parts of the country. The Home Minister took first-hand account of the situation at the attack site in Besran forest area of Pahalgam today. He also visited the injured people at the Government Medical College in Anantnag and inquired about the condition. Police and intelligence agencies have released sketches of three attackers. A special team of the National Investigation Agency, NIA, has already taken over charge of the investigation of the terror attack. Union Home Minister reached Srinagar last evening and reviewed the security situation at a high-level meeting at Raj Bhavan. The Jammu and Kashmir government has announced an ex gratia of 10 lakh rupees each for the families of the deceased and 2 lakh rupees for those seriously injured, while 1 lakh rupees will be given to those with minor injuries. Kashmir Valley observed complete shutdown against the tourist killings in Pahalgam. Most of the shops, main markets and local industrial and manufacturing units remain closed. Indian Navy Chief Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi has paid last respect to Lieutenant Vinay Narwal, who was killed in the Pahalgam terror attack yesterday. The Navy Chief laid a wreath at the mortal remains of Lieutenant Narwal at the Indira Gandhi International Airport in the national capital. Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta also paid last respect to Lieutenant Narwal. The mortal remains will be taken to Karnal in Haryana later on. Condolences continue to pour in from countries over Pahalgam terror attack. World leaders have reached out to Prime Minister Narendra Modi to express solidarity and support to India. In a social media post, External Affairs Ministry said Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese also pledged Australia's full support to India in its fight against terrorism. Prime Minister of Nepal, K.P. Sharma Oli, called Mr. Modi to strongly condemn the terror attack. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz, Danish Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen, Guyana President Irfan Ali, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen have also condemned the Pahalgam terror attack. In view of the terror attacks in Jammu and Kashmir's Pahalgam, the Indian Railways will run a one-way special train from Katra to New Delhi tonight to assist the stranded passengers and accommodate the extra rush. In view of the attack, four special flights from Srinagar to Delhi and Mumbai have been arranged today, with additional flights on standby for tourist evacuation as needed. The benchmark domestic equity indices today ended over 0.5%, up fuel amid positive global cues. The 30-share index of the Bombay Stock Exchange Sensex climbed 521 points to close at 80,116. The National Stock Exchange Nifty 50 gained 162 points to settle at 24,329. In shooting, India finished the campaign of Peru leg of ISSF World Cup at the third place in the overall standings with a total of 7 medals, including 2 gold, 4 silver and 1 bronze. This was the second shooting World Cup this season. And that is the end of this news bulletin.